What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. It is Thursday, February 27th, 2020. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are already open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Okay, it is another bad day on the Dow. It's currently almost 1,200 down, and they're saying it is the coronavirus concerns, maybe, or maybe investors are realizing the market's overvalued and they're starting to get on out. But if we have another bad day like this tomorrow, then I'm expecting come next Monday, after a weekend of nightmares of poverty and everything, that we may see a real panic start to take hold. There was a bit of a gain in the middle of the day, and could have been a dead cat bounce, could have been the plunge protection team striving in vain to try and build a momentum upward. But yeah, it's looking bad between the coronavirus, the Wu flu, if you will, and the stock market. Things are getting a little bit tense out there. Okay, so getting on to our local political situation, there is a Rasmussen poll that shows Donald Trump will win re-election, and 22% of Democrats are saying they'll vote for Trump if he goes up against Bernie Sanders. So tomorrow, of course, we have the South Carolina caucuses and find out just how real Bernie or Biden's lead happens to be here. But the latest Rasmussen Reports poll taken after Sanders' explosive remarks praising Fidel Castro for boosting literacy in his country sees Trump with 50% of the vote against Sanders' 43%. 7% were undecided. Now, Rasmussen has a reputation of being very pro-Trump, pro-conservative, but I think this is very, very significant here. President Trump is out there trolling Democrats following this disastrous debate this last week, and calling it a clown show here. And he says, you know, just give me, you know, give me an opponent. And it's certainly a degree of braggadocio, if you will, but he's got a valid point. The Democrats are unable to field a credible candidate. I mean, they're all just way too far left. There are no real centrists. And really, the Democrats did it to themselves here. So the final Dow was 1193 down. That is bad. That is bad. Any worse, and it's going to start raining stockbrokers all over Wall Street. Now, Donald Trump has sued the New York Times for libel over the Russian Opinion article. And basically, the lawsuit says the newspaper published false claims last year with the intentional purpose of damaging Trump's chances for re-election this year. Campaign said the Times falsely reported as fact a conspiracy with Russia in the op-ed written by Max Frankel, which was published March 27th of last year under the headline, The Real Trump Quid Pro Quo. Okay, the other day, Joe Biden made a claim that he had been arrested while trying to see Nelson Mandela, and he's been called on it, and now the campaign has officially dropped that claim. Joe Biden was not, in fact, arrested in South Africa while trying to see Nelson Mandela. That claim is no longer operational, is the polite word of saying, we got caught lying! Biden was out there trying to win black support, and he did it with a whopper, and that's going to come back to bite him. That's going to come back to Biden. Now, Michael Bloomberg is the only candidate for the Democratic nomination who's announced that he will attend the AIPAC conference. We have Biden is going to step on down, and Pete Buttigieg is going to be skipping the conference. And it is an indicator that we're all getting kind of sick and tired of Israel. We really, really are here. Okay, so who is interfering in the 2020 election? Is it Russia? Well, that's what the corporate media is trying to tell you. Certainly Hillary Clinton's out there saying, the Russians stole my presidency, and she can't let go. You know, we're coming up in, what, 4 years, and she can't let go? She can't let go? But it's really our own intelligence services that are the biggest threat to the practice of democracy in this country. And they've been doing it in all these other countries at least 80 times that we know of. And now they're just coming back and they're doing it here in this country. Because when you see yourself as part of this global intelligence clique, if you will, all countries are the same, including the one you're standing on. All right. Russiagate, toxic gift that keeps on giving. And this article makes a point that all smears are boomerangs. And that's why anybody who really knows what they're doing does not engage in it. And that goes for the Russiagaters, the left-right smears on Tulsi Gabbard, the years of left-right smears on Assange, the attacks on the Green Party, and now the Russian narrative attack on Sanders. Falling into line with the secret police will not save anyone. Red Scare's target dissenters and promote war. Isn't the history clear enough? That's by Richard Moser. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And by the way, if you're hearing this show on one of those affiliates, give us a call on in and tell us what station you're hearing us on. I appreciate that. Thanks an awful lot. Okay, House Democrats and a crooked Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, have filed briefs with the Supreme Court of the United States seeking access to Donald Trump's tax records. Now, my understanding was that all tax records, for the high and the low, are supposed to be confidential. You're not supposed, and there have been presidents in the past who've gotten into trouble inappropriately acquiring the tax records of certain individuals. There's a process you have to go through if you need it for a legitimate purpose, so, you know, such as prosecuting for tax evasion. But you can't just get the tax returns out there and say, see how much money he's got. You know, he's one of the enemy. He's a billionaire, which we already know, of course, here. Now, a group of 200 Native Americans have sent Elizabeth Warren a letter saying she should retract her claims of being Native American. And this is a disaster for her, considering it's happening right before the South Carolina primary and Super Tuesday. We all know she lied about that. The DNA test came on back and said, I've got more Native American in me than she does. But I didn't use it to get favorable treatment going to college. I'm not using it to get sympathy or political clout now. It's just an accident. It's not like I went out and said, I want to be Native American. In this day and age, I'm imagining myself a girl. I'm imagining myself a tree. I'm imagining myself a very well-paid talk radio host. None of that's really happened. And like everybody else, I'm always curious about my ancestry and who I'm descended from, but I don't walk around saying, see, I'm a descendant of whatever, because I had nothing to do with it. It's the other way around. They had to do with my coming into the world, but they're not around anymore to take credit. Okay, Hillary Clinton is still out there trying to duck the fact that she was a beneficiary of Harvey Weinstein's generosity. And the other day she came out and said, well, he was donating to everybody. But it turns out that he donated most heavily to her. Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every single Democrat. Federal Election Commission filings show the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016 and handed her another $73,000 dating back to her New York Senate seat run. So, money talks, what can I tell you? All right, we're going to talk about Wu Flu, the COVID-19 coronavirus, after we take this next phone call. Ken in Michigan, aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yesterday during the press conference that President Trump gave, right before you went off the air, they were talking about, you know, the $2.5 billion that they were requesting, and they gave a list of things that they wanted to do with that money. And one of those things was expand surveillance and give money to the intelligence agencies. Why would you need to do something like that for a medical, wouldn't you rather give that money to like doctors and health professionals?
Yeah, you absolutely would. And I'm not sure what role the intelligence agencies think they're going to play in this. In theory, the epidemiologists may avail themselves of some of this intelligence gathering information. It looks like there's a little bit of feather bedding going on in that budget.
Yeah, that was just what it looked like to me as well. Because as soon as they said that, you were going off the air and John had a best of show and I couldn't call into anybody. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, well.
Because that was a big concern. I'm like, why do you need to expand surveillance for a flu outbreak?
Well, let me play devil's advocate here a little bit and suggest that quite possibly people who are symptomatic can be spotted on those security cameras.
Okay. I can see that.
I mean, if the cameras are thermographic cameras, you could literally remotely take somebody's temperature and see who's running a fever.
Yeah. That sounds plausible.
I'm not saying that's what they're going to do. I'm saying that, you know, if I were in an intelligence agency and I wanted a piece of that $2.5 billion, that would be my suggestion. You know, let's get some thermographic cameras at the airports, you know, and take their temperatures as they're getting off the plane.
Right. Well, that's all I had, Mike. Thank you for everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news here, we're talking about the Wu flu, and it's growing. The only place it's not growing right now is China. It seems to have plateaued there, proving that quarantines do work. But Germany's health minister said yesterday the country was at the beginning of an epidemic as authorities in the West tested dozens of people who had contact with a couple infected by the Wu flu, gaining a foothold in Europe. Germany's been bracing for an increase in confirmed cases since the number of infected people spiked Friday in nearby Italy. The testing in Western Germany came after a 47-year-old man with the virus was hospitalized in serious condition in Dusseldorf. The man's wife, who works in a kindergarten, was also confirmed to have contracted the virus. That means they got to test all those kids in her class. A soldier in the German Air Force who had contact with the hospitalized man also has tested positive. So this thing is definitely highly infectious, and there may be a reason why that is. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, the Epoch Times was the recipient of a leaked document that reveals the COVID-19 infections are up to 52 times higher than the official figures in China's Shandong province. So maybe it hasn't plateaued in China. Maybe they're just fudging the numbers to make it look like that. Here in the United States, coronavirus cases have risen to 60, and more of the Diamond Princess evacuees are quarantined on U.S. military bases, test positive for the killer virus, as CDC warns America to prepare for it to spread across the country. So they had two more of Diamond Princess cruise evacuees and another American who tested positive on Wednesday. Officials have not yet revealed how the most recently diagnosed patient acquired the life-threatening infection. They're probably talking about the case in California, where they absolutely do not know how this guy got it. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the positive test results of an additional 6 cruise evacuees, including 4 that had already been announced by local health departments. So anyway, getting on back to Germany, Health Minister Jens Spahn is saying there is a major problem because the government can no longer track infection chains. It's just becoming too complex, too many people interacting with too many people. A new instance of the deadly infection confirmed in the state of Nordrhein-Westfalen on Tuesday brought to 18 the number of cases recorded in Germany. And I know these look like really small numbers when you put them against the total population of planet Earth. It really is a tiny drop in the bucket. But all pandemics begin the same way, with just a few infections. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what's going to happen with that. We're looking for that exponential curve to take off. You know, 1, 2, 4, assuming an R naught of 2. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. and so forth. We're going to take another phone call now from Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, you know, just saying the coronavirus is not a big deal, like Rush Limbaugh said and Donald Trump seemed to say yesterday, doesn't make it go away.
No.
You know what I mean? Just because you aren't measuring for it and you don't really care about testing people for it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that's the problem with this failed leader, this failed president of ours, and what he is doing with his incompetency as our chief executive running this nation. The fact of the matter is, great minds think alike, Michael. I know you think this. I brought it up on your show at least 3 weeks ago, back in late January, about that we should stop all flights from Asia. First, I said from China. Then I said Japan and then Korea. Any nation that has these clusters, just stop the flights. But our capitalist system didn't do it. Our private health care system didn't do it. And our president didn't do it. But somebody who advocates this today is none other than the lovely Tulsi Gabbard. She came out saying we should stop the flights from Japan and Seoul to Hawaii, particularly to protect her home state. And good for her, what is enlightened, decent woman, to come out and stand in the way of globalism, stand in the way of the free movement of people. See, and this is what we have to have. Sure, you can have capitalism and free trade and the movement of people, but we need a strong government to step in when the capitalist system is not delivering for the people. And that's the fact of the matter. You know, if our healthcare system was working and we paid one-third what we should be paying for adequate health care, then there would be no need to socialize or have the government step in. But the fact of the matter is our health insurance is the most expensive health insurance in the world.
Yes.
And we're rated number 26 in quality. And by the way,
well, that's a few points above the last one I heard. I thought we were down in the 30s.
I haven't checked lately on the stats, but I do remember that the Italians, and this is before the coronavirus outbreak, that they were pay about a little more than one-third what we pay, and they get better health care than what we do.
Yes.
And so the fact of the matter is this is a diabolical system of health care that's been established in the United States where we pay the most and we're getting the least ever. And it gets so bad, I'm going to tell you this. People are staying at home trying to take remedies because they're afraid to go to the doctor because they know the doctor might send them to an unnecessary procedure. The doctors can't even be trusted. And then they might send you to get an X-ray or an MRI when you might not even need it because the doctors might be wanting to pay off the MRI.
Yes.
And so people are just risking their own health at home. It's such a diabolical system. People are afraid of doctors now. We don't trust them with vaccines. We don't trust them for the cures. It's basically, you know what, I think I'm going to tough it out. And I feel that about the same thing about this, the way they've rigged the system to potentially disastrous system, where people are going to trust the doctors and don't go to the doctors and they've got the coronavirus, then the coronavirus is going to spread to incredibly destructive pandemic levels we've never seen in our lives. And we've only heard about when it happened in the late 19-teens.
Okay, well, Paul, we're going to have to let you go because we got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line about the woo-woo, and we'll be right back after these few words.
We'll be right back. How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And a reminder, the Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a fundraiser right now, and we need your help. And first and foremost, a heartfelt thanks to those of you who have donated to support Republic Broadcasting and the good work that it is doing. And so I'm speaking to those who have not gotten around to donating yet. And I want to tell you, there's no such thing as too small a donation. And I've heard it from a lot of people and a lot of emails. I donate, but I really, you know, I can't donate a lot. Therefore, I don't want to look like I'm cheap or anything. So I'm not going to donate at all. Don't think like that. You know, even a dollar helps if it comes from thousands of you. So please make an effort here. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Richard in Washington State. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, great show as always. A lot of information. I look at the news a little different because I have a medical science background. And what I run across is the fact that this coronavirus seems to be in comparison or affected by the rollout of 5G. 5G is upping the magnetic input to us, and most people don't really comprehend that, that oxygen uptake is regulated by hemoglobin, which is an iron-based cell, and that is affected by electromagnetic radiation. So to me, there's the possibility that this is like another one of the covers. You know, never let a good disaster go to waste. And as they roll out the 5G, and I understand that Wuhan was one of the most active 5G areas in China, that we get multiple, downside activities taking place at the same time.
Well, the problem with that theory is that Iran doesn't have 5G, and yet they're rapidly becoming the second most afflicted nation. In fact, it's, you know, I still favor the accidental release theory, but it does seem rather unusual that the two countries hardest hit by the COVID-19 are the two nations deemed to be enemies to the United States government, China and Iran.
I'm more looking at the death rate, not the infection of the flu. That's a challenge. That's a stress to the system. But it seems to me the death rate is what's important. And in China, it seems like the death rate was just outstanding. And, you know, it was mostly respiratory, as I understand it. I mean, if there's other information, callers can call in, and I'd be happy to get that. But it seems to me that the whole thing, as far as death rate is concerned, is triggered by respiratory oxygen uptake problems.
Well, that's going to happen, you know, when the alveoli in the lungs get irritated by the infectious agent. But again, because Iran does not have 5G, and there are other patients who are in areas that don't have 5G, like the new patient in Northern California. 5G hadn't come to their neighborhood yet. And that, you know, if your theory was correct, then there should be COVID-19 around the areas where 5G is and shouldn't be anywhere else.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's aggravating the already existing virus. I fully give credit to your theory about how it was released. But what I'm saying is, are they piggybacking on the virus to increase the death rate?
Well, you're coming from a position that somebody wants all these people to die, and I'm not sure that that's entirely accurate, because remember, working people are a source of tax revenues, and, you know, governments like large populations precisely for that reason.
Well, in response to that, China came out a couple weeks earlier and said they had too many useless eaters, that they had too many old people drawing on the system, and it seems to me, though you can't get real news MSM, it seems like mostly older people are being challenged and are dying versus just getting sick. So I'm wondering if, like it is, this is a two-tier disaster.
Well, the demographics are breaking down, that the elderly are much more susceptible, but then, you know, the older you get, your immune system starts to break down. You've got other medical issues that are complicating the situation. But I have to tell you, I'm very skeptical that 5G's got anything to do with this.
Okay, well, I'll wait and see if anybody else calls in with any more information. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're coming up on another commercial break, so I'm going to leave this next call off until after we come back from the commercials. Kuwait has suspended schools for 2 weeks at the beginning of March, which is next week, obviously, out of fears of COVID-19 after registering infected cases in the country. And I don't think Kuwait's got 5G either. Tariq Al-Muzram, head of the Government Communications Center and government spokesman, said that after the extraordinary cabinet meeting ended, it had been decided to suspend classes in all government and private schools and colleges for 2 weeks, starting from the 1st of March. The decision comes after the Ministry of Health announced earlier the number of people infected with COVID-19 increased to 25 cases after 7 new infections were recorded. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just watching this whole Harvey Weinstein farce. I mean, it is somewhat of a farce to watch it. I mean, him coming in with the walker and looking like he's 80 years old. I mean, it's funny. It's a comedy. The whole thing is a comedy. I mean, here he is, all that money he gave to politicians, Hillary Clinton and all them, and he thought it was his right. You know, hey, I'm a big producer, and these just shishkas or whatever they call them. You know, I'm allowed to throw my weight around and rape aspiring actresses. You'd be surprised at how many women I've heard on, like, call shows or at, like, family gatherings and stuff that'll say, like, oh, we all knew about the casting couch. That's just the way it is. And they just, you know, for them it's been like that for a long time, they say. And that is true. But you know, I'm glad to see them get him. I hope they nail him to the cross, and he spends a lot of time in Rikers Island being, you know, abuse. Well, I shouldn't wish abuse on anybody, but you know, I let them live a hard life, like you know most prisoners do, and not get the special treatment like going to Otisville or someplace like that, one of those rich, you know, prisons where they have golf courses and stuff. But, you know, this is not supposed to happen to a guy like Harvey Weinstein. He thought, you know, he had the right people on his payroll, you know, Hillary, and he gives money to the climate change and abortion, you know, and the gays. You know, so I wish, Harvey, if you're listening, you know, all those people didn't help you out one bit, did they? Where are they? They abandoned you like the you know, stink on you know what. And I'm glad to see it. And it's just, you know, I hope there are other people out there, you know, that they get too. You know, and I hope it doesn't just end with Harvey. I think we have to, there's a lot of strings to start pulling. I think Harvey Weinstein's downfall, if we do have a Justice Department, which I doubt, but if we do with Harvey Weinstein and Epstein, all the strings you could pull there, the layers of the onion, there should be 100 or more Harvey Weinsteins being perp walked, you know, and just because they're rich. They'll all be a bunch of rich guys. I guess this guy Nainard or something, this, you know, Wexner with the lingerie company. They're all starting to, like, bail out. I guess that guy with Disney, Iger. You know, there's probably something to all this. Like, they're all connected. Maybe they say, well, because you're rich and powerful, we'll give you a way out, you know, but you got to, like, leave, you know. So I just, I'm really pleased about it. It's really, like I said, it's a bit of a farce and a comedy. And, like I said, I could just hear him in his mind going, this isn't supposed to happen to me. You know, I have dinner with Oprah, you know, and that's another one, Oprah. Oprah was a procurer of young women for Harvey Weinstein, you know. And
I was
all
unaware
women
of that.
Still, oh, yeah, she was. You watch him, there's pictures of her with young girls, like, just looking at him. You could tell by the picture that she was like, hey, take a look at this one, Harvey. You want this one for lunch? You know, she's, Oprah's a very dirty woman as far as being corrupt. She's another one that has a taste for young women. Her, you know, that school she had out there in Africa, the big scandal with all that. So, you know, yeah, she's another one that you scratch the surface of. These are very powerful people, though, so it takes a while for the wheel of justice. And I think it's more, I look for karma more than I look for justice in from the state or the government, because justice is so corrupt in this country, as we've all become more and more aware with what we're seeing with the FBI and the DOJ. But there is a karma to the universe that these people, you know, Harvey Weinstein never saw it coming. He never thought it could happen to him. And neither did Prince Andrew, neither did Epstein, wherever he is.
Yes.
And there's more coming. I think the thing that protects them most, like the Epsteins of the world, is the intelligence services. The fact that they are involved with the government, that they are part of the arm of the government, the blackmail arm of the government. That's what protects them. But that's going to slowly start wearing off as people get more and more outraged, I'm hoping, as we get exposure of the corruption of the government agencies that everybody, you know, puts all their faith in, you know, our intelligence agencies, our FBI, our Department of Justice. As that starts to stink more and more to the American people, hopefully we can get exposure of how these corrupt agencies were involved with these, you know, pedophiles and child trafficking rings. So I'm really excited about watching him, like, wheeling his ass into court and getting convicted. And I hope there's more of it. And I, you know, I've heard a lot of callers call in, and I don't like what I'm seeing, this whole thing with this coronavirus, like trying to blame it on Trump. I think, you know, this is a big issue, this coronavirus. It could be a bioweapon. It could be just a severe flu that is going to kill a lot of old and infirm and even healthy. And I think it's a mistake to politicize it on either side. I'm not going to blame Pelosi for it. I'm not going to blame Trump. I might blame a little bit of globalism for it, but it's not a time to blame. I think what the government should be doing and what all your listeners should be doing is looking into, like, how to strengthen your immune system and stay healthy, because personally, I think we're all going to be exposed to it. I think it's out of the bottle, and I think you're going to get exposed to it, so your best bet is to work on your immune system with vitamin C, or bring your body's pH up, because I hear high pH it's difficult for viruses to survive if your pH is above 7. You can do that through baking soda,
yeah.
Or good diet. and, you know, vitamin C, oil of oregano, all these, you know, these. I think that could make the difference in just having a mild out of it, or if you're older like me, or you're sickly in particular, you really have to start looking into, like, getting your health ready for this, because I don't think it's going to be avoidable. I mean, my son-in-law, he's coming back off a boat, and he's going to be flying, you know, through Asia. So, you know, I told him stay in Norfolk for a week or two before you come out to Tennessee. But at the same time, it's just an example of how everybody in your life is going to be, you know, there's movie theaters, there's trains, there's airplanes. It's out of the, you know, it's out. It's just, you know, something we're going to have to deal with. And I think the best thing to do is to eat a lot of oranges, you know, get to eat good food while you know, stock up on food, you know, be ready to. I don't think masks are really that big of an issue, because I think we're all going to have to face it. You know, you're going to get it. You're just got to be. If your body's strong, you won't. It won't like take root on you. You know. So
well, you know. Again, there's a lot of baseline information that we don't have, and whether the scientists have it or not is up in the air. But at this point, it's very clear we're not being given a lot of the information that they've got. So as far as Harvey Weinstein is concerned, yes, there are quite a few people like him. I mean, look what happened to Bill Cosby. And we could see more of this sort of thing happening. But your lady friends are right. The casting couch is a reality. And it's not always the producers and directors who initiate. Sometimes the young women themselves, they'll make the offer. They'll make the overture. If you give me this role, well, you can fill in the blanks yourself. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And before I go back to the phones here, I just got a note from our control room technician that some people called on in screaming, how could I possibly think that I'm voting for Bernie Sanders? Well, if you go back and you look at the archives, I never said I was definitely voting for Bernie Sanders. I said I might vote for him under certain circumstances, such as him picking Tulsi Gabbard as his VP. But other than that, I don't know who I'm going to vote for right now. Once again, I'm presented with the lesser of two evils, to the point where I might not even vote at all in the general election, because it's just more of the same nonsense here. My goal in being involved in the political process this year is to make sure Hillary Clinton is nowhere near that Oval Office. That's my one. That's my number one agenda right there. And if that's basically it. I didn't say I was voting definitely for Bernie Sanders. I got a lot of problems with Bernie Sanders. I have a lot of problems with Donald Trump. I don't really see anybody out there that I would be 100% comfortable with being in the Oval Office. So I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, back to the phones here. Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There's a few things with this Wuhan virus. I like what you called it, the Wu flu. There's a couple of things that are on my mind with this. You had a caller call in and talk about 5G and connection with this. I'm wondering and curious and kind of speculating that this could be a binary weapon system, the 5G used to maybe activate it. There was an article out of Zero Hedge that talked about how this lay dormant for 70 years. I'm curious, can you use frequencies or electromagnetic fields to possibly activate a virus?
Well, I'm not going to say it's absolutely impossible. We don't really know. But again, we have a lot of outbreaks going on in places like Iran, which don't have 5G. And I don't know how much 5G they have in Italy, which is another major hot zone right now.
Right. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen this or not. The vice president of Iran has come down with this. And I also heard the ambassador of Iran's ambassador to the Vatican had fallen to this and is now dead. And a little bit ago, I had just heard, they didn't say why the Pope is ill, but I heard the Pope has fallen ill. Just scratching my head on that one a little bit, I find that, you know, bizarre and interesting and all at the same time. But the real reason why I called you was there's 13,000 scientists that work on this, biological weapons research to the tune of $5 billion a year. They're on a gravy train. And now they're proposing to give these people more money. Insanity, in my book. Complete. They shouldn't be funded. They should be all locked up. Like Peter said the other day from Los Angeles, they should be executed. I agree with the man. You shouldn't. Have you noticed that everything is being weaponized? Everything
yes.
is being weaponized against us, against we the people. I mean, this is utter insanity. And, you know, whether it be a virus or not, like Dust, or I mean, like Joe said, keep your immunity up, people. Vitamin C, vitamin D3 mixed with vitamin K, and as well as iodine will keep your immune system up to par. I mean, this is, I just wanted to call in, and I didn't know if you had heard about the 13,000 scientists. I call them death scientists, you know, talk about death cult. And I mean, imagine what would happen if these scientists actually get good at their job. We're facing, you know, we could be facing a human extinction level event if these people actually get good at what they do.
We could be. I mean, they make mistakes. Scientists are not perfect. They're just ordinary human beings, you know, with specific college degrees and a certain lack of moral compass to be working on this kind of stuff. But I understand the money is really, really good if you're willing to do that kind of work. But the it is a very dangerous technology they're playing with, and they could make a mistake. And I think that's what happened here. I think the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, was a biological weapon that was being developed, but it wasn't finished, and there was an accidental release. And that's the theory I'm leaning toward right now.
I totally agree with your assessment on that one. Totally, 100%. I mean, I'm just injecting high octane speculation with the 5G because, you know, I have questions with electromagnetic frequencies. I mean, I don't quite understand them, especially with the biology and what it does to biological beings or you know, organic beings, because it hasn't really been tested. And I'm just curious if anybody out there, you know, has anybody done research on what this does, especially with a biological, a binary weapon, you know? And that's why I was saying and asking, could the 5G activate a virus? Could they have been working on it and then the 5G testing it to activate it? Because if I was going to use a biological weapon, I would keep it dormant until I could activate it, until I infect the entire population and then activate it all at once. I know I'm thinking like a bad guy, but, I mean, that's what I would do.
Well, the reason I'm doubting that 5G has anything to do with it is when you're down at the scale the COVID-19 virus particle, the wavelength from 5G is still very, very long and probably passes right through the virus particle without having that much of an effect. As far as 5G being harmful to us larger life forms, I don't think it's any better or any worse than any other radio energy out there. And I don't think you can point to any one source of electromagnetic radiation like 5G or 4G or TV broadcasting or whatever and say, this is the culprit that's making us ill. I am concerned about the cumulative effect of all radio emitters that our society is awash in, whether it's police broadcast, you know, or truckers on their two-way radios, or over-the-air TV and AM and FM radio and the rest of it, all of that together, there could be a detrimental effect. But there's so much money tied up in these corporations, you're never going to get anybody to look at it. However, this would be an ideal science fair experiment for some ambitious high schooler or college student where they set up two identical terrariums with identical plants and identical mice or identical insects in there, and they're both in Faraday cages, and in one you have a radio emitter. You know, not really powerful enough to be a microwave oven, but powerful enough where there's obviously saturation of electromagnetic radiation. And maybe it even could be a white noise generator across the RF spectrum so that all the bands are being covered, not just 5G. And just see, over the course of a year, how did the life forms, you know, with all other factors being controlled, food, water, light, and everything else being controlled, is there a noticeable difference between, you know, the non-radiated life forms and the radiated life forms?
Totally. I mean, I'm on the same page as you. Totally, 100%. But that was the questions that I had for you. I mean, I just wanted to interject some speculation and boggle people's mind and get people thinking a little bit. Thank you for your time, sir, and I hope you have a great day and give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. And we're coming up on another commercial break, so I'm going to hold off these next two calls until after we come back. Now, up in Solano County, California, they have a coronavirus case of, quote, unknown origin, end quote, and it's been confirmed. They've done the test twice on this person. And the reason they're very concerned about it is there's no contact between this person and anybody who's traveled outside the country recently, which means if they got the virus, they got it off of some surface at the store, at the library, at wherever, where somebody with the virus touched a surface, elevator button, who knows, and then sometime later this individual came along and touched the same surface. The real unknown problem is that it's come on out. People can be contagious and not be symptomatic. They may be out there infecting people, and they don't know that they're sick. In a lot of ways, it's like dengue fever. Some people get killed. Some people get mildly sick. Some people never show symptoms at all and don't know that they ever had it. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hola, Mike Pence here from Rapture Headquarters in Coronaville Virus Headquarters. I mean, Mike, what did you make of the press conference yesterday? Like, you know, it's not Trump's fault the virus is happening, but to me, it was like a mishmash. Like, some of it was okay, but then he went off the rails a little. Like, the do-nothing Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, we know, like, they're crap. But, man, he should have just stuck. You know how Trump goes off the script. You know, but, like, one thing I don't understand, like, because, you know, Trump's for closing the borders, which I'm for.
Yes.
But, Mike, the planes, the flights from Italy and South Korea are still happening as we speak. Like, and they have increased in cases. Why? I know why they don't want to stop the flights, because it has to do with economics, right?
Yeah, very much so. And the problem with stopping the planes coming in from China, the Chinese are just flying over to Thailand and they're catching a plane to the U.S. from there.
Exactly. So, and Joe from Tennessee is right. It's like you're not putting a bottle back into this, you know. I don't know. Do you know, like, how this works, this virus? Is it worse in the cold weather, the warm weather, any weather? Does anybody know?
Well, that's what we're being told, is that this virus does better in the cold weather, and that when it gets warm, it doesn't do well, which is another reason to de-link 5G from the virus particle, because the very first effect that's going to happen when the virus particle is radiated is it's going to gain in temperature, like the same way that a microwave oven works. And so, you know, if you heat up the virus particle, at some point it'll actually start coming apart.
Do you think that was a good thing he put Mike Pence in? Like, I don't like Pence. I mean, I don't know what his background is. And, well, he doesn't have a background in this field, right? In biological.
No, he's a politician. Sense of that whole press conference was it was a reaction. Donald Trump was reacting to accusations he's not doing enough, but he has done some things, and maybe, he's caught between a vice, between not letting this take hold in the United States and at the same time not triggering a public panic where people are going to be staying home from work and our economy gets trashed the way China's is.
It's probably going to happen, though, because did you see the stock market again today? People are going to start to, hey, and you know, you can wear a face mask and gloves, but, like, what about your eyes? If or if you don't wear gloves and just a face mask, you rub your eyes or your hand, you touch doorknobs, you touch the credit card machine at the store or this or that or any package at the store. I mean, there's a lot of different variables going on, you know?
There really are. All right, Dustin, we got to take a break for station identification. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.